Anthony on KLGR. I'm talking with John Wiedemann. He is a soil conservation technician with the Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Redwood County. And John, of course, we got a bunch more rain back on Tuesday night into Wednesday. And that kind of brings up a thing that I know NRCS is very big about, and that is waterways and drainage basins that NRCS can help producers put in to help manage soil and runoff issues.
Yes, correct. We through our EQIP program, we cost share some structural practices like grass waterways and WASCOBs, we call them, water and sediment control basins.
When it comes to a producer, maybe they're not as familiar with them, and I know that would mean very few wouldn't be, but how can that benefit the soil and also ensure that we keep the nutrient-rich topsoil where producers want it in their fields?
So the basins, they kind of go crossways across the draw. So then it's kind of, instead of one long draw, you'll have many short ones and then a basin to catch all the sediment that kind of runs on the top. So you get less topsoil moving off of your field.
And what is the typical cost for putting in either a WASCOB or a grass waterway? Is there a cost benefit to putting those in versus maybe the tiling that some producers have typically done in the past to get water off of their fields?
Costs are real variable depending, of course, on the size. And also we incorporate some drain tile with these two. In the basins, we always put a tile inlet at that basin. So, you know, your sediment will settle out, but then your water will run down and get filtered out. And same with the grass waterways. We can do some tile along the side of those to help get some of that water out that way too.
Well, and you also mentioned that EQIP can help producers kind of help defer the cost or alleviate some of the cost issues with putting these waterways in. What is the amounts that NRCS can help producers when it comes to using EQIP funds to put these programs and practices into place?
So a certain dollar amount, it's tough to pinpoint down. You know, maybe 50% of the cost, somewhere around there, we can kind of help with. But kind of the best, if somebody's interested, kind of the best step to do would probably be come in, see us at the office. We can do a visit out to your field, look at it, maybe give you a better idea then, or else we could run up some quick designs too and get a cost estimate.
Well, and I know also that NRCS and Soil and Water are also involved with the CREP program, the Conservation Reserve Easement Program here in Redwood County, and I know that's very popular for many producers. There's a sign-up going on right now.
Yes, correct. Yep, there's a CREP sign-up going on. If anybody's interested, probably best to be call us or stop in the office and visit with Christy.
So, John, if folks are interested in either the EQIP program and some of the items that NRCS can offer through that, or they want to sign up for CREP, how can they get in touch with NRCS?
You can give us a call, 507-637-2427, extension 3, or stop by. We are at 1241 East Bridge Street in Redwood here. It's right between McDonald's and the Dollar Store.
And we've been talking with John Wiedemann. He is a soil conservation technician with the Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Redwood County. Again, if you want to get in touch with them for anything through NRCS or Soil and Water, 507-637-2427, extension 3. John, thank you so much for the time today.
Yep, thanks, Scott.